City Council recently approved Mayor Bill Peduto's choice of Scott Schubert to go from acting to permanent police chief. Your initial thoughts on that decision?
Chief Schubert has stated that he would like to continue the path that our previous Chief McClay has laid before us. Chief Schubert, we're still building a relationship with him, still getting to know him. He has been very responsive and accessible to our organization. I just wish that we would have stuck with the whole selection process that we stuck with the first time for this selection.
You would have rather had the city consider outsiders again?
Yeah, and in the beginning, we really didn't want that. But once we seen the process and we had Chief McClay as our chief, we also seen the benefit. And the benefit is that he was totally disconnected from any previous network that existed, which let him be authentic, courageous, and bold in his decision-making, and standing up against the FOP when there was opposition to progress and change that needed to take place. And we're just not so sure that we're going to have that same thing when it comes to Chief Schubert, because he has already relationships with people. You know, he's already been here for years while all of these things were occurring that we weren't so pleased with.
What other types of things would you like to see continued from former police chief Cameron McClay's time at the helm now going into this new administration?
We've made great strides when it comes to community and police relations. And I think that McClay had some grave opposition to some internal changes he was making that were necessary. And we are looking to make sure that those internal issues are continue to be addressed when it comes to hiring practices, when it comes to promoting, and also when it comes to accountability.
That really takes us to the work that your organization is doing right now. One of the things is relaunching your campaign to end the use of police dogs against citizens. You know, last month was the anniversary of the death of Bruce Kelly Jr. I'm sure plenty of people remember the account of him dying at the hands of Port Authority police after officers did use a police dog.
Bruce Kelly Jr.'s killing was horrific for his family and also for the state of community and police relations. But it also highlighted some very important places that we need to do work in. One is making sure that our police officers in all departments are prepared when they're encountering individuals with mental health issues. We cannot continue to incarcerate individuals who have mental health issues. It is not only unjust, it's also inhumane. The other is, you know, using police dogs to attack people. We have a law, this Rocco law that was implemented. People, if they try to defend themselves against the dog once they're being attacked, it gives them this automatic 10 years added on to a sentence. And anyone who is being attacked by any animal, but in particular a dog, is going to try to defend themselves. And it's not a good practice for the dogs because they often end up hurt. And it's also not a good practice for human beings who we are not even sure that they're even guilty of anything. And so hopefully that's something we are very optimistic in getting past. But with the recent election, with our presidential-elect Trump, there has been a groundswell of interest in what can I do.
Speaking of President Trump, something that came up in his inauguration speech was this phrase, American carnage, right? So in cities across the country, although violent crimes are actually down, they're down here in Pittsburgh as well. How do you think that type of rhetoric, that impression that people may have of crime, what could be the implications of policing? Do you worry at all it could become more aggressive or more violent?
Well, we definitely are concerned, but we're also prepared. Trump also talked about, you know, reinstituting stop and frisk, and it's something that we are totally against. You know, he talks about this law and order. Our country kind of pushes this fear on everyone, and so they want tough on crime laws. But sometimes this fear is just a false fear. Some politicians have a habit of having this rhetoric where we are instilling fear in citizens to make them think that some of these policies and laws are necessary.